SAFM's Beck and Soda. SAFM's Beck and Soda for breakfast.
The podcast.
Good morning. I've done it again.
Yeah, you don't know when people could be listening. They could be listening. You know what? People could be listening to put themselves or their kids to sleep. They might listen to us before they go to bed.
Do you reckon?
No, no.
Okay. Good night, guys. I hope you had a wonderful day. Just relax.
We could do some ASMR for them. Like, I could bite into this dill pickle that's still sitting here from today.
What did you say? An ASMR?
ASMR.
What's that?
Do you know what ASMR is?
You haven't heard of that phenomenon?
No. What is it?
I can't remember what it stands for. It's like when people watch people like crinkling paper or eating a noise, a sound that's nice. And it's you know when you hear a sound and it makes like the hair on the back of your neck stand up?
Put your headphones on.
When you mean if you put your fingers down a blackboard and
that's the opposite of ASMR.
Yeah.
Like crinkling paper.
That's something that like, or people like, I don't know, running their finger along a comb or just a sound.
Or eating a gherkin.
Or eating a gherkin. Eat a gherkin.
Yeah. Here we go.
Right.
Yum.
What? You're just taking a bite out of a giant gherkin, which is something that was featured on our show today. There's a phenomenon via TikTok where kids are buying these massive gherkins or pickles from America. It's called a pickle in a pouch. Mm. I don't understand what is the phenomenon of a pickle in a pouch.
Yeah, it's just kids are so easily led these days, you know?
It's a matter of coming up with an idea, right? It could be for absolutely anything, like prime energy drinks, as we discovered the other day, and then putting it out on social media and making it exciting. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that the company called Van Holten's in America that just make big pickles in a bag could turn it into a phenomenon that now people all around the world are chasing where to buy these pickles? I don't get it.
Have you heard of Drunk Elephant?
No, what's that?
Drunk Elephant is a beauty brand, and there's one particular item of theirs that has gone viral, these little bronze drops. And because some TikToker use these, you cannot. I used to use them, and now I can't get them anywhere because a TikToker made them viral, and now you cannot buy this makeup item because someone on TikTok said it was cool, and it just sells out globally. What can we launch that we're going to make TikTok famous? And then we can make enough money not to be doing this job anymore.
It's a good idea. If you have run a small business and you create a product, you just need a TikToker to go nuts and crazy about it. And suddenly your feet are up.
Mm.
You can hang the boots up and retire right now.
Mm. On another note, I've eaten just about this whole dill pickle today and I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Okay.
So let's wind it up.
I think you've got a craving. You and James.
Babe,
really?
I've got a marina.
Sorry?
I've got a marina.
Where you put your boat. What?
No, it's a contraceptive device, you idiot. No boats. There's no yachts parking in my marina.
Righto. Enjoy the podcast. I don't know what just happened then.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Adelaide. Good morning, South Australia. Hello, Rebecca Morse. I must ask why to your right-hand side of you on your desk you have a massive giant pickle. It is huge. What's going
on? My husband asked me the same question last night when I had it on the bedside table.
It's called
Big Papa, and it is a pickle, a huge pickle in a bag.
Geez, it feels very, very strange. It says on there, Big Papa pickle in a pack, and it says one pointy pickle inside, and when you feel it, it's a big hearty dill pickle. It would be the size of,
yeah.
I mean, it's quite amazing. What is this phenomenon? We started talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, so my daughter Frankie bought one, took one bite. They're $5.50 for these pickles, hated it. Because it's a TikTok trend.
It's imported from America because you can tell on the back it's got, you know, when they do the American nutritional fact table, it just says calories, big calories, zero. And that's enough to get people over the line. But I'm not quite sure. So this is kids buying these. It's just one big fat pickle in pickle juice.
I don't understand.
In a pack.
I don't understand a lot of things the kids are doing. But you know what? I think this is an opportunity for like your Beerenbergs or your spring gullies. Because I don't want to buy a pickle imported from the United States. I want to buy a South Australian pickle.
Well, we don't really get into the pickles there. Because you know when you go to America, if you're lucky enough to go and have a holiday over there and you go and buy a burger or something like that, there's always just a big, fat, massive pickle on the side.
Yeah, right.
Do you know where I always get a giant pickle? On my Bloody Marys. It's always a big pickle when I drink my daily.
It's quite funny though, because essentially that's evolved from people on TikTok. So absolutely. This company who Van Holten's to do their big Papa Pickle in a pack have essentially put it on there. Some kid on TikTok has jumped on board and pushed it. Now suddenly they're exporting them all around the world, and our kids here in Adelaide are now going into these shops searching for big pickles. Why on earth would you even want a pickle?
It's just a cucumber in vinegar. Perhaps I'll start pickling my own cucumbers and have a little side hustle.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I can't believe that TikTok there. We should come up with a TikTok trend. All you got to do is come up with something that's obscure. Mm. Like, seriously, who would buy a pickle, right?
I know.
Suddenly then, because it looks like it's something that you want or something that you need because other kids have got it and you get FOMO, this company, Van Holten's, will now be making millions of dollars purely because of that.
It's
no refrigeration needed.
No, you don't. You just keep it there on your desk and just open up. We should open the pickle and eat it.
We'll eat it later.
Oh, no, you've got to film it. We can't. Don't just open it and eat it. You've got to film it.
I feel like watching someone eat a giant dill pickle is a bit like watching someone eat a banana. There's no ladylike way to do it.
Well, you've got to be careful. It's got to be a clean bite. You can't hover over it.
Yeah.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Great customer service floats my boat.
Absolutely.
It is one of those things that I think is becoming a really lost art in society, given now that there are so many times when you get forced to go on a phone instead of going to see a bank teller, for example, or you can't go and organise even your telecommunication stuff without having to wait 2 days.
Even having to check your own bags in at the airport. I want somebody to speak to me.
Check your own groceries through.
Everything. You have to do it all yourself. There's no humans anymore.
I love customer service. So when I found out that there is a place in Adelaide that prides itself on having the worst customer service, why on earth would I seek it out? Well, the reason was because my kids told me I needed to. There is a place called Karen's Diner. Have you heard about it?
I have. I haven't been. It's on East Terrace.
It absolutely is. Yeah, right on East Terrace, just opposite the park where the Garden of Unearthly Delights is. Anyway, so I booked the kids in. We went in there for dinner on Saturday night. It is an experience that hits you smack bang in the face even before you walk in the door. So it's American diner, you know, burgers, chips, onion rings, thick shakes and so forth. Anyway, go to the front door there. We're booked in and everything, and the front door's locked. Okay, here we go. Yeah. This is the experience. Anyway, we've got to stand out the front, and we were standing around with a few other people waiting that probably had a booking at a similar time. Anyway, then this lady comes out, and seriously, if her name isn't Karen, it should be. And apologies to all the Karens out there. She was grumpy, and straight away she's looked at me. I've got the three kids with me, and they're all wearing Crocs.
Okay.
You got the pink Crocs, the grey Crocs, and the yellow Crocs, right? And she looks at us, up and down with this horrific-looking snarl. And she looks down and then doesn't come back up. And she said, what sort of father are you making your children wear Crocs?
Fair point.
I started laughing and she goes, this isn't a laughing matter. Come in. Anyway, they take us over to the table and I'm looking around at everyone and everyone's sort of in there smiling, having a good time. Really nice atmosphere. Anyway, we sit down. She's got the menus and then she holds the menus up and I went to grab them. And then she went, too slow. And then she put them down lower and I went to grab them. And the kids are grabbing the menus. Then she looked at us, threw them on the floor and walked away.
Sounds a little bit like she was flirting with you.
And I've got to say, the kids, so Felix is 10, Otis is 6. The boys, they're cheeky and mischievous. So they were up for the fight.
Yeah.
They were ready. Yeah. And straight away as she's dropped them, Otis turns around and goes and blows her a raspberry.
Yeah,
no. Right. Anyway, Sienna, who is my little seven-year-old, she is goody two-shoes. Yeah. She is just a really polite, positive girl. She would not even ride her bike in the driveway without a helmet on.
Oh,
right? That's
good girl.
How good she is. Okay, so anyway, we go and order our drinks after the menus have been thrown down. They finally come back and take the drinks and absolutely no smile, no nod. And then you're just sitting there waiting, then you hear on the microphone, table 8, come and get your drinks because we can't be stuffed serving them to you.
Is it licensed?
Yes.
Okay, good. Maybe I will go.
Absolutely, it's licensed. Anyway, so we go up and get the drinks, have the burgers and everything. Great fun. And the whole time they're just sitting there paying out everyone. They get on the microphone and do a few little competitions. Someone had a birthday and it was essentially everyone had to sing happy birthday, but it was like happy birthday to you, get stuffed. Oh. And happy birthday to you, we don't care what your name is. And everyone joins in and sings along. And then anyway, we got through our meals and the kids were having such a great time because they were actually allowed to be rude. Right. And then Otis said, oh, I'm still hungry, Dad. Can I get some more onion rings? And I'm thinking, oh, I've had about enough now. I've been here for an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, we go, all right, can we have another serve of onion rings? And the lady come over. And when we've said, can we have some more onion rings? She didn't say yes. She didn't say no. She just sort of looked with a sneer and lifted her lip. And then she stuck her finger up and walked off.
Oh, no.
And then I've gone, well, does that mean the order's confirmed? Are we going to get the onion rings or are we waiting? Anyway, a couple of minutes later, the onion rings come. Anyway, we finished the experience. Great fun. The kids really enjoyed it. As we were walking out, we went there and they said, well, I hope you're going to pay a tip. And I went, all right. So I actually did tip them for their bad service because it was a great experience. As we've walked out, little Sienna Goody Two Shoes said, Dad, I forgot something. I need to go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay. So she's ran back in the door and she's gone for about 20 seconds and she comes back out laughing. And I said, what are you doing? What happened? What did you forget? And she said, you know the lady from the onion rings? And I said, yeah. And she goes, I flipped her the bird.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Right, very unusual. I come into work this morning and right next to you, Beck, is a big pickle in a pouch. Now, this is something that has taken over. We were talking about Prime yesterday, and I think for all the parents out there that know exactly that this is some sort of energy drink that kids are going crazy about. They were lining up in supermarkets over the weekend to get their hands on essentially what is just some sort of Gatorade drink, which is astounding. Mm. Now this big Papa pickle in a pouch is taking over for
yes.
kids.
I have an 11-year-old who, I must confess, spends more time on TikTok than she should. She found some $10 toothpaste and put that in the trolley without my knowledge, and now she's snuck a giant pickle in. So I saw it in the fridge. I went, what is this? And it had one big bite out of the top of it, and then she decided that she hated it.
So essentially this is something out of America. And, well, kids are going nuts about this. I cannot believe now that purely out of the power of social media, you can flog pickles and get kids wanting to buy dirty, big, fat gherkins.
So here's me interrogating my child.
What were people doing with it on TikTok that made you decide that you needed a giant pickle?
Oh, I don't know. They were just eating it and it looked tasty and I like pickles. But I did not like that pickle.
It's a giant pickle.
Okay.
It's
I'm tipping the pickle juice out into a.
The juice actually looks radioactive. So you've cut this. It comes in a big plastic pouch. It says it doesn't need to be refrigerated. Imported from America. And essentially you've tipped the juice out and it looks like a specimen.
It looks a bit like Barocca.
And this pickle is you're revealing it. You're revealing the pickle coming out of the plastic. Oh, it is massive.
It is a real thick one, guys. It's got some real width on it.
You know when you go to America and sometimes you go and get a burger and they just stick a fat, juicy pickle next to your burger thinking, what on earth are you going to do with this? Well, this is it's dripping yellow. It looks radioactive.
I've got a double-handed grip on it.
It's a massive. Are you going to taste it? Give it a taste test. Right. Beck's just bit into this. Oh, you can hear it snap.
It's crunchy.
Oh, look at the juice dripping out of it. What do you think?
It's like the pickles that are in a Macca's burger.
Why would kids be just
it's
buying
very acidic.
A massive pickle?
Oh, you're right.
That
do
is.
Want, do you want to munch on the other end, Dale?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I'll give it a try.
All right, take the other end so we're not double dipping.
Okay, I've grabbed the.
Just careful.
Jeez, it's fat. It is a. Who would actually buy? Do people eat these as snacks? How are you going?
Just come on.
Go on.
Do you know even breathing it in, it's got that really acidic
come on,
sort of.
Vinaigrette.
You guys are so cool. This is TikTok happening live.
What do you reckon?
Or salty.
Wash it down with the juice, baby.
The juice.
No,
skull. There is a cup full of the juice that's come out of the pickle, and I want you to drink it.
You want to skull the pickle
down
juice?
Down the hatch.
How much do you reckon it is? That's
500 mils?
No. That'd be 100 mils of pickle juice. You dare me to skull it?
No, don't skull it.
What are you going to give me? To skull the
pickle
juice?
I'll give you $1 of Gwyneth Paltrow's
Counterclaim.
Counterclaim. All right.
You want me to skull this?
I want you to skull it. God. Down the hatch.
There's a bin there.
I can...
all right. Just in case you're sick.
Skull
it! You just skulled the pickle juice.
No good?
Oh, juice.
Seriously, there's a bin there.
Yeah, there's a bin there. All right.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Parents, you probably just dropped your little ones at school if you do have kids. And I'm wondering if you're worried about violence in our schools. The Advertiser has conducted a Freedom of Information inquiry and got some numbers about the amount of times that police have been called to schools, Soda. And it was 1,014 times last year. And some of the most troublesome schools are calling the cops on average about once a fortnight.
That is scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the social media videos which have popped up on news and that are over the past couple of months, and you see all these really intense fights, and you're seeing 12, 13, 14-year-old kids and sometimes even younger just going toe-to-toe in these fights with all these students around them egging them on?
It makes me feel sick, and I've heard through my own kids, friends of theirs, who'll say, oh, you know, so-and-so texts and says, I'll meet you in the playground, like, and they set up these fights, and it does. It makes me feel sick to the stomach.
Well, violence is the number one reason why we're getting these 1,000-plus call-outs. It is horrific, and I think not just as a parent but as anyone in society, it's just frightening watching this happen. Do you know, Beck, I notice over the, maybe over the past decade or so, there's been a massive shift in not just kids' behaviour and their question of authority, but I saw it in parents. And
so you used to be a teacher?
Yeah. And I can tell you that when I was at school, if I did something wrong, right, and my parents got called down to the school, they would back the teachers up, the principal up straight away, and I would be in all sorts of trouble.
Absolutely.
One thing I noticed when I started, left teaching a number of years ago, the parents would come down and start questioning the teachers straight away. Yep. Now, don't get me wrong. The teachers aren't always in the right, but I've got to say, the bloody majority of the times they are.
Yeah.
Because they are dealing with a lot of crap. And this is, I think, a reflection on society more so than it is a reflection on our schools. And this real shift in this question of authority, I find really troubling and scary.
Mm. Well, it's a shift in kids not respecting authority as much. Kids back chatting parents and then teachers, and the lack of respect then flows through the parents not respecting the teachers. It's just a thin edge of the wedge, it is.
One thing I noticed, I had the opportunity a number of years ago to teach in England, and it was in a really, really tough boys' school. It was called Cardinal Hinsley Catholic Boys High School. There was an 18% year 12 pass rate.
Oh, wow.
18%. Which was frightening. So you have to do the maths on that, but less than one in five kids passed year 12.
Wow. Is that because you were teaching them?
Yeah. The amount of violence in there was horrific. Mm-hmm. It was disgusting. And I reckon we would have police visiting within once a week.
Wow.
And we would have the ambulance there probably, because the fights were so serious, we'd have ambulances on site probably once a month, once a fortnight.
Wow. Were you scared for your safety as a teacher?
No, I was okay. I was scared for some of the female teachers because it was so violent. Essentially what had happened, Becky, is you would walk in to the school staff room, and before you get to the staff room, there was another room and it had just a whole bunch of TV monitors, right? And they were for security cameras.
Wow.
And we had cameras installed in all the classrooms. Female teachers had been assaulted. These were 14, 15, 16-year-old boys, and they'd come from really troubled backgrounds. But we also had three security guards, and I'm not just talking, little people. We had three big guys walking around that looked essentially like nightclub bouncers, and they kept an eye on all of the trouble. Right. Now, I don't, that's a fair while ago. That's coming up 20 years ago that happened. I hope to God we don't see that in our schools because it was frightening, and I wasn't fearful of my safety in there, but I was fearful for the kids every single day that I walked in there, because you knew every playtime, every lunchtime, there was going to be a fight.
We're also trying to attract more teachers to our schools, and how are you going to want to go into teaching if you see stats like this? And also, what about the good kids at these schools who are just trying to go and put their head down and get an education, and they're dealing with this in the playground?
It is really bloody tough, and I just hope that the government obviously will be doing everything they can, and I know Education Minister Blair Boyer is working hard to try and come up with different initiatives and ways that we can try and stamp out particularly this violence in the schools. But please support your schools, support your teachers, because I do not want to ever see what happened and what I saw in England coming into our schools here in South Australia.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Oh my gosh! Look at these trending topics.
No celebrity is giving me greater joy at the moment than Gwyneth Paltrow. Oscar-winning actress, Goop founder Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's been banging on about bone broth, and she said, I like a nice soup for lunch. Wasn't she talking about her weight loss strategies? I mean, does anyone really care, Gwyneth?
Well, she's in the headlines now because of her fascinating trial. She's in court. She's being sued for $300,000 by a retired doctor. doctor who claims that he got a brain injury and four broken ribs during a skiing clash with Guinness on the slopes in Utah back in 2016. The courtroom drama, for a start, her wardrobe has fascinated everyone. She's had these like Jeffrey Dahmer style glasses and a white turtleneck. She looks hot, but in a kind of weird way.
So she's skiing. And what, he's crashed into her?
He's crashed into her back. Right, in fact, so she's testified saying she thought at one point that he was trying to sexually assault her when he skied into her.
So how can he claim that he needs some damages if she's just standing still and this doctor just goes bang into Gwyneth?
Well, that's Gwyneth's point. And she's countersuing for the symbolic amount of $1.
Oh, so if she wins, he's got to pay her a dollar.
Yeah, he is.
Right, and if he wins, she's up for
$300,000. To be honest, she probably makes in a day on Goop.
Well, I've got to say, if he's a doctor and you reckon he's got a brain injury, isn't $300,000 a little light?
Well, yes.
I'd be going for millions.
But the thing is, he has got a brain injury. Mm. But spare a thought for Gwyneth. Gwyneth has suffered so much from this accident.
Oh, right.
So much. Listen to her telling the lawyer what she's been through.
And he has deterred you from enjoying the rest of what was a very expensive vacation.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Uh-huh. Yes. Right. Okay.
What?
It's a brain injury, but she lost
half a day of skiing.
Not even a full day. Half a day, which meant she couldn't get to après ski. She couldn't get to her hot chocolate in her chalet for another half day.
No wonder people get deterred and just dislike celebrities with the entitlement. That is I'd be asking her for bloody 300 mil.
Yeah.
That's
going to be my go-to. Anytime I have a bad experience on a holiday, I'm just going to say, well,
I lost half a day of skiing.
How was your holiday? Well, you know, the bar didn't open till midday and...
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
And then my kid got gastro.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Right.
I can't come to work on Monday, guys, because...
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Right, and imagine if her disgustingly stinky candle burnt out too quickly.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Oh, bugger off,
Gwyneth. Smells good.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
We're getting on board this TikTok trend of trying a giant pickle. And I just encouraged you, and you didn't need much encouragement, Soda, to be honest.
Look, this is a massive gherkin-type pickle, the sort of thing you get in your McDonald's burger, but it's whole, and it's huge, and these are some sort of American trend that they come in a plastic pouch.
It has left you feeling insecure.
Your daughter got you one of these?
Yes. So I just took a munch, and then I encouraged Soda. Does the microphone smell like it?
I can smell it, yes.
Okay, if you just joined us, I encouraged Soda then to scull the pickle juice that was in a glass, and he did it. Yeah. Wash it down with the juice, baby!
The juice. No.
Wait a moment.
Scull! Just in case you're sick.
Scull it!
You just scalded the pickle juice.
No good?
Oh,
juice.
Yuck. That was a glass of pickle juice. You know the acid in it? I actually feel like I've got asthma. I need to go and get a Ventolin I've got in my car, but... The worst thing is, that's me smelling my microphone cover.
Yuck.
I burped into the microphone, and the microphone now smells of pickle juice.
Yuck. We are really going to need this place steam clean. All right, so it got us thinking, what did you swallow? It might not have been for a dare. In that case, it might have been accidentally swallowed a fly. Your kid might have accidentally swallowed a piece of Lego. What did you swallow?
Did you scull some pickle juice? 131060. Right now, what did your kid, or someone you know swallow? That pickle juice is actually quite tasty.
I wonder if it's good for you.
I don't think it would be. Very, very high in salt. There is a distinct smell of pickle juice in this studio now after this big pub of pickle in a pouch that's taking over TikTok. We've given it a little try, and the juice, I gave it a skull.
You'll swallow anything. But
it stinks.
One of your kids swallow something.
Little Otis swallowed a $2 coin and had to go to hospital. I remember seeing the x-ray, which we put up on our socials, which actually had the $2 coin inside him. And the doctor said, don't worry, it'll pass, nothing to panic about. And then a couple of days later, Beck, what happened was it passed, and searching through the nappy, because I had to check the nappy, you know, every day until we saw it come out, after a few little nuggets that he dropped, right in the slosh of it, we were able to come across this beautiful $2 coin, which I went, well, here we go. This is absolutely fantastic. Do you want me to give you a little pic? This is what it looked like. You can see the corn.
Look. It's just like a nappy fault.
Look at that.
I
want
to see that.
It's a $2 coin. And you
right
know what happened?
Right in the middle of a lot of poo.
Off the back of it, I just said, well, we'll just give it a little clean and we can recycle it.
Did not spend that $2 coin. It was passed.
No, it got thrown out with the nappy. And I'm going, why would you not just clean the $2 coin and reuse it? Yeah. It's still
pass
money.
To some poor shop assistant when it's been
they're not going
to
know.
Pooped out your kid's bum.
Give it a little dead old wipe. Oh, get some baby wipes
tight
on
ass,
it.
Let it go.
You could imagine what some has happened to money in the past. Oh, yeah. You think of some of the coins. Thank God that we're pretty much a payless society. Are we getting to that? Because you think of all the coins you used to have in your pocket. Where have they been?
They've been inside a child.
Coming out of my kid's bum. That's where they're coming from.
So we asked on 13 1060. What did you swallow? Jenny from Golden Grove, what happened?
Well, my sister made me eat a lampshade or part of a lampshade.
How old were you?
I think it was before I started school, so probably under 5.
Oh, she force-fed you?
Well, she told me it was chocolate. It was a brown plastic lampshade.
Oh, wow.
I trusted her too much.
Did it make its way through, Jen?
I can't remember. I don't think my parents ever found out.
Big sisters are the worst.
It might still be there. It could well be there.
Ash in Hackham, what did you swallow?
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, I was there to eat a snapper eye.
Oh, Ash.
Yeah, right. it was a delicacy my mate told me, and because there's only 2 in a fish, and I had to eat one of them.
Right. And was it for a dare? Did you make some coin out of it?
Nah, no coin, just friendship, I think. Like, right. Real friendship, I think.
Now, Ash, was the eye intact? So did you take it
whole?
Yeah,
it was pulled straight out the fish. Oh. Yeah, straight out the fish.
Did you swallow it whole or you bit into it?
Yeah, I swallowed it whole.
Yeah, you got to swallow it like an oyster. You don't want that retinal juice in your mouth.
Imagine squeezing that and the snapper eye bursting and you're gone.
No, thank you.
Right. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying your breakfast this morning.
Rose in Morford Vale, what did your son eat?
He swallowed a 4-centimetre nail.
Oh, geez.
Yep.
Wow.
That doesn't sound good.
No, he was in bed and he'd been tucked up and he was playing with an item he'd made at kindy the day before, which had some nails. He'd hammered in and had it in his mouth and yanked it out and swallowed it down whole.
Oh, no. Wow. So you go to the hospital?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's like, oh, I think I swallowed a nail. And I'm like, oh, you'll be right, mate. You know, did it hurt? And he's like, no, but it tickled. I'm like, he's telling the truth. So hubby took him down the hospital and they had to surgically remove it.
Look, they have to cut into his stomach?
No, they went through the mouth into the stomach.
Wow. You know, Rose, that's a good point when you asked him, did it tickle? Because you don't know. And I remember my son Otis, he was about 3 when he swallowed the coin. He goes, I swallowed $2. And we're thinking, I don't actually know whether he did or he didn't. And you had to keep asking questions until you could work out that it was actually legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. And then 3 weeks later, he swallowed a button battery. So, Rose.
Oh, you got
and what happened there?
Back down to the hospital.
Because they can be really dangerous.
Oh, they can be deadly.
Yeah, it was in his stomach, so it wasn't caught anywhere, and they allowed it to pass. And like I said, you had to make sure it came out the other end.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Rose. Oh, well, I'm glad everything worked out all right, little fella. I hope he's moved on to food by now.
I hope he's on solids now. Stephen in Holden Hill, what did your son swallow?
So he decided to swallow all the oil from a reed diffuser.
Oh, you're kidding. What, he just grabbed it and drank it?
Yeah, so about a week, he was probably about 3 years old, and a week before he asked me if it tasted nice because it smelt nice. Oh, and I said no. And then I was in the kitchen and I heard him sort of start to glug and cry and gargle and all these noises. And I ran in there and he's, throwing the reeds out and he's just plugged down all the oil inside. So I ended up ringing the poison hotline and I said, you know, what's going to happen? Do I need to do anything? And they said, oh, no, you'll be right. It's got a high alcohol content, so he might appear that he might be drunk.
Oh, my God.
And he really smells like patchouli. Yes.
Wow. He was okay, Steve?
Yeah, he was all good. I just kind of kept an eye on him that night, and, he was all fine.
Right.
So he's just burping lavender flavoured next week.
Stephen, little lavender shots off. Well, Steve, I'm glad as well. Can we give Steve a prize?
Yeah, I'm sure. We can send him along to the movies. Family pass to Wallace Cinema, Stephen, for the family. There you
go. Little lavender burps.
Better than your dill pickle burp that I can still smell.
SAFM's Beck and Soda. Beck and Soda have the buns you need.
Cause your Easter won't be Easter without Beck and Soda's hot cross buns.
Get your hands on Beck and Soda's buns.
Yeah, get your hands all over our buns because it's for a very, very good cause, Soda.
Absolutely. We are helping out the guys at Kickstart for Kids. It's Easter coming up, so of course you need to buy your hot cross buns. So why don't you go to Romeo's Foodlands at 26 stores all around South Australia and around Adelaide. There's Rosewater, Ross Trevor, McGill, Arendelle, North Adelaide, Campbelltown, McLaren Vale, just to name a few. All you need to do is get along there, buy the buns. The money will go to Kickstart for Kids. We'll help get these 60,000 breakfasts that need to be served to at-risk kids every week that Ian Steele and his team do at Kickstart. It's just a wonderful, wonderful organisation.
We're very grateful to everyone who has let us know so far that they have got their hands on our buns. Let's go to Blair Athol. Good morning, Leanne.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Did you get your hands on our buns?
We did. We did. My daughter and I listen to you guys every morning, and obviously she listens while she's eating breakfast. So she thought it was very important that we go down and grab some buns so she can help support this very worthy cause.
Oh, brilliant, Leanne. What's your daughter's name and how old?
She is 11 and her name is Eden.
I'll tell you, you should be very, very proud of Eden. I'm sure you are, given that she has that wonderful social conscience.
Yeah, yeah, she's a good kid. Very lucky.
Brilliant.
And were they moist?
Oh, they were moist and juicy. Not that I got any of them, though. My husband and my daughter finished them off before I could get a look in. So they are well and truly gone.
And Leanne, where did you find them?
I actually went down to Arndale. I didn't realise there was a Romeo's down there, but now that I know, I'll be back there to get some more, no doubt.
Oh, thank you so much, Leanne, for doing that. We will be down at Romeo's Arndale on Friday. We are going to be there from 7 a.m. So why don't you come down? Hey, come down and bring Eden on Friday. We'll be there from 7 till 9 doing our show and getting some buns out there.
I think that sounds like a plan. She will be on me to do that, I'm sure.
You know what we'll do, Leanne? We'll have them toasted, buttered and ready for you, okay?
Awesome. Sounds like a great addition to breakfast.
Thank you to you and Eden for being such wonderful people for helping out these kids.
No worries. Anytime.
Brilliant. All right. Hey, we've got another call. Brody's there. Now, Brody, you got your hands on our buns too?
Hey, Beck and Soda, I've actually got my hands on $2,000 worth of your buns.
What do you mean?
Well, as a company here at Easy Auto 123 in Mile End, we want to give back to the community, and we have decided to purchase $2,000 worth of your buns.
Wow, Brody, that's 400 packets, almost 2,500 buns. That's thank you. That's so generous.
Yeah, we definitely want to support you. We are all about supporting the community, so especially with Kickstart for Kids.
Yeah.
We are definitely all about them. So we already have a little bit of involvement with them, but we'd just like to take it that one step further and go, donate that $2,000.
Brody, that is absolutely brilliant, and thank you for being so generous. What are you going to do with all the buns? What is there, like around 400 packets, you reckon, Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is anyone that comes in and has a look with any of our stock, we are a used car dealership.
Yep.
Any of our stock, they'll be able to just grab some hot cross buns on the way out, and they'll be able to take them away free.
Oh, that's such a lovely thing to do. Thank you so much. That's going to go such a long way to contributing to funding that van.
Yeah.
Brody, I love it. Now, all right, give your business a massive plug.
So we're here at Easy Auto 123. We are a used car dealership, Mile End South. We have vehicles from 2,000 all the way up to, the higher end.
Mm-hmm.
We can help anyone that comes through here. And, yeah, we're always looking for new ways to give to the community. So Easy Auto, we're a massive family here. So we definitely want to, go ahead with this and do that.
Brody, Easy Auto 123, if you need a used car, head down to Mile End there. I thank you so much for your wonderful generosity. This is going to help us ensure we can get this magnificent van out and about to get the 60,000-plus breakfast delivered each week with Kickstart for Kids.
Thank you so much.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
This is Breaking News.
Boy, the old Crab Carnival. Cannot wait for this. We have got Francie from Fulham Gardens playing. Good morning.
Hi, Soda. How are you going?
Absolutely terrific, Francie. You're all pumped up, ready to go?
Yep, definitely.
All right, remember, Francie, your name is going to be your buzzer, so just yell out Francie when you know the answer, okay?
No worries, thank
all
right. you.
Well, I've got you all locked in. What about Vic from Andrew's Farm? Vic, ready to go?
Sure am.
Right, Vic, what's your favourite sort of music?
I listen to anything.
All right, that's good. So you've got a good grounding base to start with, right?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to think so.
Right, Victoria's your buzzer, of course. Guys, make sure you are loud and proud when you know the answer. First in, best dressed. Here we go.
All right, so I'm going to read some lyrics in the newsreader voice. Once you know what it is, buzz on in. Let's go. This just in. Next thing I knew, she was all up on me, screaming, yeah. Yeah.
Francie. Yeah. Francie.
Righto. What is it?
Yeah by Usher.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah.
Francie. Yeah. One zip. Okay, Vic, you need this to stay in the game, or Francie, you're off to eat some crabs. This just
in. I can buy myself flowers. Write my name.
Victoria.
Okay, Vic, to square it all up, who is it?
Miley Cyrus Flowers.
Yeah. Oh, well done.
Yeah,
all
that
right.
was an easy one.
One all. Francie v. Vic. This is for the win. Now, are we going to do the... Right. If you get it wrong, the other person wins.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, no worries.
All right. Good luck, girls.
This just in. Mummy don't know. Daddy's getting hot. At the body shop, doing something unholy. He's sat back while she's dropping it. She be popping it. Yeah, she put it down slowly. Ooh, I'm going to skip down to the chorus again. Doing something unholy. Doing something unholy.
Francie, Victoria, anything?
Anything no, at all.
This is so high on our playlist.
Okay,
this
I'm
song.
Okay.
It is Unholy by Sam Smith. You cannot say unholy anymore. Right.
Oh my God.
Guys, did you know that one?
I do. I knew the song, but I didn't know who sang it.
Okay. No, that's okay. All right. All right. This is the tiebreaker.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, got another one. Luckily.
Here we go. This just in.
Tonight, I want all of you tonight. Give me everything tonight.
Francie.
Okay, Francie. For the win, what is it?
Give me everything by... oh, my goodness. Give me everything by... Oh, who sings it?
Come on.
It's on my playlist. Is it Pitbull?
Yes! Yes!
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the one.
Oh, Francie, I'll tell you what. If you hadn't have got the pit bull by default, it would have gone to Victoria. I think you deserve that because you really put them on the line.
Thank you,
wow,
thank you.
That was a marathon today.
Francie, you are off to the Crab Carnival at Sean's Kitchen. Dinner on us.
Yep. Thanks, ladies. Have a great day.
Well done.
Well done, Francie. I was nervous for it. I'm going, go on.
She got there. You didn't know it was Pitbull, though, did you?
Because
it was written down.
I didn't know it was Pitbull either.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those. But damn it, they're close. My head hurts. So it must be time for The Riddle Man.
Yeah, any time before 7 o'clock, we just need to get your brain working. It'll start your day absolutely magnificent. Yeah, on the line, $100 worth of Samtas seafood for Easter. Right. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Soda?
Hey, Megs, you got any Easter plans coming up?
Oh, no, just eating plenty of Easter eggs, for
sure. All right, well, why don't we balance them out with some seafood, okay?
Okay.
All right, Meg, I need to just test you to see if you can take this $100 worth of seafood. Right. What is made of water? You ready, Beck?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Right. Why do you sound so defeated?
Because I can't ever get these and it makes me feel silly.
Megan, this is what really grinds my gears. I go to Beck, you listen, she goes, oh, yeah, all right. But if I want to talk about...
I'm a bit worried too, Beck.
I want to get excited.
Thanks, Megan.
Okay, here we go. Don't be worried. Beck and Megan, what is made of water, but if you put it in water, it will die?
Ice?
Is that the answer?
Oh, yep, no. That's the answer.
Yeah,
that's
nice. Oh, is it?
Megan?
Yeah.
You've got $100 worth of Sam Tash seafood for the hundreds of people lined up to play. Megan's got you. Beck, why did you just look like dumbfounded?
What do you mean die? Like melt?
Oh, yeah. That's it. What is made of water, but if you put it in water, it will die? It's an ice cube. How easy was that?
Well done, Megan.
Megan, you are an absolute genius. Was that just very simple for you?
I was just lucky, I guess.
No, you weren't. Well done. How good was that?
Fantastic.
Hey, you've got $100 to spend at Sam Tap's Seafood. Megan,
wow.
So you've got your chocolate Easter eggs and you can balance it out with that.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, Sam.
That's the perfect length for that segment. SAFM's Beck and Soda, a new way to wake up. Get SAFM's Beck and Soda anywhere, anytime on the free listener app, SAFM.